I insist, Higgs, hurry.
I need a gavel. I now call this meeting to order at 6:11 p.m. on Tuesday, April 26th, in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item one, roll call. Or agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Blair.
Here.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Senator Charles.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson.
Absent. Excused.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator T. Jackson.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Moving into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item four, approval of minutes. As there are no minutes to approve this time, we are skipping to agenda item six, as there is no old business. Moving into agenda item 6A, appointment of a committee vice chair. I am seeking nominations for a vice chair. Senator Cook.
I would like to nominate myself as the vice chair for the Committee of Government Operations.
Any other nominations? Seeing none. Senator Jacoby, would you like to speak?
Yes.
You have 5 minutes.
All right, so I think I've shown everyone that like I'm pretty passionate about GovOps. I already have legislation on the table, and I'm working with Brandon Boone to reformat the elections process through the SAS. But as my duties as vice chair, I believe I could easily take over Brendan's position if he's not here, keep in constant contact with him, form agendas, and just be an attentive and, I guess, able-bodied vice chair.
Now open up to questions. Seeing none, we'll move into discussion of the candidate.
Yep.
You
don't have to.
Any discussion on the candidate for vice chair? None.
No.
All right. I am seeking a motion.
I move to appoint Senator Jacoby to the position of Vice Chair of the Committee of Government Operations.
Is there a second? Senator Charles.
I second.
All those in favor of appointing Senator Jacoby to the Vice Chair of the Committee of Government Operations, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Ayes have it. Congratulations, Senator Jacoby. Moving into agenda item 6B, discussion on meeting times. So, the doodle poll did not work. The biggest response we had was 4 people available at one time. So, I am seeking suggestions for new times just until the end of this session, so like just 2-3 more meetings. I was thinking we just have it at the same time until, I mean, is there anything?
I'm done.
Okay, sounds good. So,
Point of clarification?
Information,
there it is. When does this session end?
Well, the session ends like spring, but like this before summer.
Yeah.
Ends like probably May 11th is when we're going to be suspending committees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to know.
So, meeting time will be Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay.
For the next, we'll probably have 2 more meetings. Moving into agenda item 6C, future senator projects. This is the time where I'm just going to kind of give you guys a rundown on how government operations works. So, how the work is going to be divided. As a senator sitting on government operations, I'm going to be reading over the SAS this summer and then organizing a timeline for our entire session for what specific titles, what specific chapters we're going to be reading when, and when I expect to have legislation written for those specific chapters. So after I figure out a timeline, say the first meeting back from summer, I'm going to introduce you guys a timeline. And we're going to start right off on it. So what's going to happen is each week I'm going to be sending you guys an email or however we're going to communicate the reading assignments, which is say, please read Title 6, Section 5 for this week. And so you guys are responsible for reading Title 6, Section 5 of this task on your own time before we come to committee. So that means at committee, you need to be ready to discuss it. See if you have any problems, like if you see any problems, address those, and so on. So after we move into discussion, if we see a problem with it, I'm going to ask one of you guys to write some legislation to change that specific chapter in the SAS based on whatever problems we have. We'll talk about legislation in the next agenda item for the next section. So with some of the assignments, it's going to be, you're going to have to reach out to different clubs and orgs or like different things. So like, say the last session, one of the parts in the SAS was talking to the director of clubs and orgs of the clubs and orgs duties. So what you do is, I'm going to ask for somebody to take on that project. You can raise your hand and say, all right, Senator Jackson, you're going to talk to clubs and orgs. You're going to try to get a meeting with them as soon as possible, preferably before the next meeting. You're going to go over their duties in the SAS, and then you're going to report back to the committee based on what you heard. And we're going to have the same discussion as we would as if we were just reading the SAS. I cannot stress enough how important these reading assignments are. It's like the bread and butter of this committee. The reason you're on here is because you want to read this ass. And if you don't want to, you want to. You know. So if you're not reading your weekly assignments, I'm really going to call in a question and confront you on why are you sitting on this committee. You know. Time is an excuse, yes. But, you know, we all have the same 24 hours. So that's what I have to say about that. So do your reading assignments. That was a big problem last session. Moving into agenda items, is there any questions? Senator Vaughn.
Are we going to be going over the same, like, areas that we did last session, or are we just kind of picking up with Senator Vanford left?
I talked to her, and she said we should start around Title 8, which is different scholarships. So there's an issue with the scholarships where it's the ASU went money, but we're not really in charge of like selection and all that stuff. So we're starting Title 8, going all the way down to Title 40 something or 20, whatever the last title was. And if we have time, we'll be back up. We might not have time because I'm trying to be thorough and then just leaving the legacy binder where we left off for the next person to start. Any more questions? All right. Moving into agenda item 6D, the legislation. We're going to come back to agenda item 6D. Moving into agenda item 6E, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of junior editor and search in the SAS. this is mine, so if I could pass the gavel to the vice chair.
So I just recognize you.
Yeah.
I recognize Senator Jordan to speak.
All right, so if you guys were in Senate last week, Kyle talked to the senior editor of NSURG, and he wanted to change. There are two different NSURG editors. There's the senior editors and there's the junior editors. And so what Kyle said that he said was, they're trying to increase the professionalism of the entire organization, and so having a title like junior editor as an editor, it just kind of sounds not as professional. So he wanted to change it to associate editor. All the job description, all the duties stay the same. It's just semantics to make it sound more professional.
On line or page 2, line 2, the clarity of it, I think, should it read, whereas changing the title of junior editor to associate editor increases the professionalism and attractiveness? Or am I just reading it correctly? Yeah. I'm just reading it.
I can edit that sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Because if I change that, I'm going to have to change a little bit of wording underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you say, whereas changing...
Changing the title of junior editor to associate editor, increases the professionalism. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Charles, then Senator Jordan.
So then just, if we're changing that line, then the entire line 2, 3, and 4 should read, whereas changing the title of junior editor to associate editor to increases the professionalism and attractiveness of the position, thereby increasing the prestige of the position and organization as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan,
yeah, that sounds good. So I'll make those edits and then I'll submit it to Noah if it passes.
Is there any? Oh, is there
a could we just amend it and then pass it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm seeking a motion.
I move to edit lines two, page 2, lines 2 through 4 to read. Whereas changing the title of junior editor to associate editor increases the professionalism and attractiveness of the position and thereby will increase prestige of the position and organization as a whole.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
All right. We will now go into a roll call vote.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Charles?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Moving back to the discussion of the bill as a whole. The bill as a whole. Is there any discussion at this time? Seeing none, I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jordan?
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of junior editor of inserts in the SAS to Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Bond?
Second.
All right, we'll now move into a roll call vote.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Charles?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Point of order, actually, I don't believe I can voice my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can strike my my vote.
From the previous two votes,
yeah,
I believe,
both,
yeah.
Both previous roll call votes. All right, seeing as how that bill has passed, I will now move into agenda item 6F, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the elections code. Seeing as how this is my bill, I will pass the gavel to Senator Jordan.
All right, Senator Kobe, time to introduce your bill.
Right, so my bill, an act to amend the elections code, it says, whereas the elections commission may elect to host a debate with the candidates running for a particular college or school, whereas debates are mandatory for the position of president and vice president, debates allow the associated students to hear the platform of their college's candidates while proposing questions that they believe are relevant to the position. So basically, in the SAS, on page, at the very top of page 106, president and vice presidential debates, it only states that debates must be held 2 days before the primary and general elections, and that all candidates must be available for the debates. However, under Senate debates, there are 3 sections, whereas president and vice president, there are only 2, and one of the sections states that the Elections Commission may elect to host a debate with the candidates running for a particular college or school. So this gives the Elections Commission an option to run debates. And what this bill would do is it would strike that line from the SAS, making the Elections Commission hold at least one debate for the position of Senate, as they already do now. This would just hold them accountable.
Motion.
Is there discussion?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Me? So can we kind of change the verbatim to include all departments? Because the way that you just read it off the SAS would mean that they are required to hold one meeting per Senate election cycle. But we want it to do one debate every college.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so as it reads in the SAS, and what he wants to change it to is to say that we have to hold a debate for the election cycle of the Senate. Whereas if we're going to be nitpicky on this wording, we need to switch it to we need to hold a debate for every college for Senate election cycle.
All right, so then we could, I guess we could add an addendum to Senate Debates Part 2, where it says debate shall be held at least 5 days prior, or 5 business days prior to the commencement of the general elections for each academic college.
For each represented college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now where it says be it enacted by the Senate of the Associated Students, the original line will still be struck. However, part two of the Senate debates will now read, debate shall be held at least 5 days, 5 business days prior to the commencement of the general elections for each representative college.
Any discussion? Seek a motion. Senator Vaughn.
Okay. I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84.
We're still making the amendment.
Okay. I move to actually, can I have someone else make the amendment that I can get the perfect?
I'm seeking a motion. Senator Charles.
I move to change part B of the proposed line to say that the represented colleges have a debate 5 days, 5 business days prior. I don't know what. I move to add in at the second, after the second stricken line, that debates shall be held at least 5 business days prior to the commencement of the general elections for each represented college.
All right. All those in favor of the amendment to the addendum, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions?
Boy.
The addendum amendment passes. Moving on to discussion of the bill as a whole. Any further discussion? I'm seeking a motion. Senator Vaughn.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Elections Code.
Wait, second.
Okay. Second.
Senator Jackson. All those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Elections Code to Senate, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Abstentions?
Boy.
Please make a note that Senator Jacoby abstained. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Elections Code, will be recommended favorably to Senate.
Point of information, on the previous bill, the entered one, it needs like one more part of the amendment because the line above it in the SAS still has junior editor in Part C. If you look at the SAS, like how would we go back to going to the amendment?
To
C, it says it still references junior editors.
All right, really quick. Moving back to agenda item 6E, Senate Bill 84, and I'm back to amend the title of junior editor and search in the SAS.
Yeah, see, it's 6-3
appropriate junior editor, so I think
there's just a few more junior editors
needed.
Oh, wait,
hold
on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So it has to be like all of two?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It can be. So I can, for number five, I can say be enacted by the Senate of the Associated Students that SAS 110302D and SAS, or SAS 110302C and SAS 11302D are amended so that everywhere junior editor appears, it be changed to read associate editor.
Yes.
Sweet. I'm second motion.
I know it's been that we discussed the amendment? Or we
approve.
I meant to approve the amendment.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I second. Alright. All those in favor of adding, of making page 2, line 5 of NMX. Act to amend the title of the junior editor insertion in the SAS to read, be enacted by the associated students that SAS 1103.02.C as well as SAS 1103.02.C are amended to read, or are amended so that everywhere junior editor appears, it be changed to read associate editor. Please designate with A9.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Ayes have it. Moving back to discussion of the bill as a whole. Seeing none, I'm seeking a motion.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of junior editor of NSERG in the SAS to the Senate.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of junior editor of NSERG in the SAS, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions. Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of the junior editor of NSERG in the SAS will be recommended in favor of the Senate. All right. Moving back to agenda item 6D, legislation workshop. All right, so the reason that I wanted to do the legislation first is because I wanted to, you know, get these out of the way so we understand what's in them. If you didn't read that before, so we can talk about the two major ways to write legislation relevant to the Committee on GovOps. So, if you can have your legislation in front of you. So, what happens is there. This is what we have. We have the Act to Amend the NSERG bill, and then we have the Elections Code bill. The NSERG bill is the one that I wrote. It simply. The format of it is you have your title, and then you want to first, under your whereas clause, you want to explain the context of the bill. So as in, that's like, so say you're editing NSERG, you want to talk about like what NSERG is, what the specific position you're changing, stuff like that before you talk about why we're changing it. So after you talk about context, to give people a clue of what you're going to be talking about, you then go to the specific changes. You talk about what you specifically want to change. So in this case, we want to change junior editor to associate editor. And then after that, you say why you want to make the change. This change is going to be made because. So that's the general format that was followed in both bills. The specific changes and the justification of the changes, they can be flip-flopped. It doesn't need to for sure be in any certain way. Just make sure that they both come after context, if that makes sense. So moving on to just the big general bill as a whole. First one we have is just, it's pretty cut and dry. We have the context, specific changes, and then why the changes. And then in the be enacted clause, we have be enacted by the Senate of the Associated Students that then you list the specific part of the SAS, write this down so you know how to write it. If you don't already know, you list the specific part of the SAS, so in this case, SAS 1103.02C and SAS 1103.02D. And then after you do, say is amended so that, and then you say your changes. So that's the edit right on the legislation. And the other way you can do it is an addendum. I made Senator Jacoby write an addendum, even though he didn't have to, just so I can demonstrate to you guys. So the only difference between these two types of bills is in the Be Enacted Clause, this one reads SAS 702.6.2.2.I is amended so that, so again, you say the section of the SAS, but then after that, you say, or that's that, like, crap. Sorry, misread that. Anyway, so what you want to do is you want to have the somewhere written that the addendum should replace the specific part in the SAS. So you want to have the SAS written, the specific part in the SAS written, but you also say, shall be replaced by addendum A, or addendum A shall replace the specific thing in the SAS. So what an addendum is it's an attached document that is like taken right out of whatever document you're editing, the Senate Rules, Constitution, SAS. So if you look at the next page, Jacoby took this right out of the SAS, and he made the edits, and so as it reads, like what you're reading on this page is what it's going to read after the secretaries make the actual edits.
Point of information. Just so everyone knows, this is not actually what it's going to read, obviously, because I need to add the addendum that we need, but that will just be put right here. And then
Senator Charles.
Point of information, it's my understanding that an addendum would be used if we wanted to change the verbiage of more than just three lines. So if it's anything that exceeds those three lines, then it's easier to create an addendum. Am I right?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
There's really no like specific cut and dry. It's like recommended if it's over three lines, you're going to want to write an addendum because
okay.
It's just so much. It's a lot of be enacted clause that be enacted this, be enacted this, be further enacted this, you know. So at that point, it just becomes easier to make an addendum, but if you're really stubborn and you don't want to do an addendum, you don't have to. And same goes for the other way. If you only have one be enacted clause, but you really like addendums, you can make an addendum. So do what you want with that. There's just the three lines. It's like a unspoken way of going about things. Any questions? Alright, seeing none. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none. Move into agenda item 8, adjournment at 6:39 p.m.